Pope Benedict XVI described what the significance of this phase in our Easter Triduum is during his weekly general audience.
During Holy Saturday, the Church is spiritually united with Mary, praying by the tomb of the Son of God, who lies at rest after completing his work of redemption.
In the Vatican St. Mary Major Basilica this morning, Archpriest of the Basilica, Cardinal Bernard Law, presided over a special celebration in honour of the Blessed Mother, Mary. The traditional liturgy is entitled The Hour of the Mother and was animated this morning by the Jubilate Deo choir conducted by Sister Maria Dolores Aguirre. Scores of pilgrims are in Rome for this Easter weekend, and a point where they stop to honour Christ and his mother on this Holy Saturday has been Michelangelo's Pietà. Father Gerald O'Collins, Professor Emeritus of Theology at the Pontifical Gregorian University, explains why.
The passion and death of Jesus come home to them when they contemplate his dead body lying limp in his mother's arms. His whole story is written in his lifeless body. His eyes are now closed. Those eyes which smiled at children, blazed with anger on occasions, gazed in prayer towards heaven, filled with tears more than once, and looked steadily at his disciples when he asked, "Who do you say that I am?" The whole story of his life and love is written in that body, which now rests limp and lifeless in the arms of Mary.
Another focus of this day is the cross on which hung our Saviour. The Archbishop of Sydney, Australia, Cardinal George Pell, was recently in Rome for the handover of the World Youth Day Cross to the young people of his archdiocese, and this brought him to reflect on the cross and its significance for our modern world in his Easter message this year.
When misfortune strikes, Christians will acknowledge that the unfortunate person has received a new cross. This sort of talk has also passed into the English language. Easter is the most important feast for all Christians because Good Friday and Easter Sunday represent Christianity's central claims that Jesus, the man God, died and rose from death. The cross, an instrument of death, became the tree of life. While even many unbelievers are happy to celebrate at Christmas the recurring ritual of human birth and the thought that God has visited us, a young man dying is more confronting and can't be sentimentalized away. The claim that this young man rose from the dead is fantastic. But there's more yet. Christians celebrate the fact that God always forgives, even the worst crimes, when there is repentance, and that God promises heavenly peace for the sick, suffering, and oppressed. Therefore, Christians know that the cross is a sign of hope, a symbol of the final victory of love over evil, of life over death.
The solemnity of the occasion was brought in last night by the Holy Father when he walked behind a wooden cross around Rome's ancient Colosseum to recall Christ's passion. But the Pope will break the silence of Holy Saturday tonight at 10 p.m. Rome time when he presides over his first ever Easter Vigil Mass as Pope in St. Peter's Basilica. Over 100 broadcasting networks worldwide will transmit this event, celebrating the holiest night of the Church's year, as we recall Christ's resurrection from the dead. The Basilica will begin in darkness, for we await Christ, the light of the world. The Liturgy of the Word will then open the vigil with readings that recount the creation, the sacrifice of Abraham, God's rescue of the Israelites, the everlasting love of God for his creation, and will conclude with how the Lord will revive us. A fire is due then to be kindled in the atrium of the Basilica, from which the Paschal candle will be lit. Pope Benedict XVI will then process behind the candle into St. Peter's Basilica. This will be followed by the flame being passed from one pilgrim to another, just as the gospel message has been passed down through the centuries. It is on this night that we welcome all into the new life of Christ and his Church by celebrating the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, and the Eucharist. The Easter proclamation, Exultet, is sung by the official cantor of the Vatican Choir. It's the mighty song of triumph, and it's during this vigil that we'll also hear the Gloria and Alleluia for the first times since the beginning of Lent, and we'll close quietly with the distribution of the Blessed Sacrament. Tomorrow morning, the Pope will celebrate the full Easter Mass at 10:30 Rome time in the Basilica, as well as present his Urbi et Orbi, his message to the people of Rome and to the world. I'm Catherine Smybert.